Robbins, and I'll call to order the Code Enforcement Special Magistrate Administrative Hearing on May 30th, 2013 at 9 a.m. I'll be acting as the special magistrate here today. I will approve the previous minutes, and I will have the clerk swear in the officers who might testify today.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
To please the magistrate for the record, Robert Spears, Matthew Lifefree, Charles Rich, Raymond Furring, and Richard Simon, Wayne Thomas, all accepted the oath.
Mr. Rich, I'll leave it to you.
Okay.
You want to proceed?
Good morning. My name is Charles Rich. I'm with the City of Ocala. I'm duly appointed Code Enforcement Manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Court Enforcement and certified all four levels of training. I've been a Code Enforcement Manager for more than 5 years, and I have 30 years law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting the cases this morning. The police and magistrate, we do have representation here this morning. I'd like to take those cases in order of their arrival at the hearing.
Okay.
Having said that, we would start off with a petition, CON 12.
0225.
I'm getting to the page if you give me a minute on the docket. CON 12-0259, the City of Ocala versus Phoenix Programs of Florida, Inc. And that is on page 4 of your docket, sir. The city stands in support of this reduction and support of this petition by the petitioners, and would respectfully request its approval.
Okay, is there anyone here to speak about this matter?
I don't know if he wants to speak, but we do have someone to speak if you have a question.
The fine is $26,000?
Yes, sir.
And the request is to reduce it to $5,000?
Yes, sir. And the city supports that in light of the fact that this is pending a closing.
Okay.
This will close, this will remove these persons from the structure, put new people in the structure, and get the place actively used by another entity.
Okay. When is the closing supposed to occur?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Mr. Gray, it's definitely going to occur.
Stephen Gray.
Yeah, the people who are purchasing the property have already gone through the city process of getting a special exception for the use they're going to do. So they're very
okay.
invested into
it. Okay.
It's scheduled for closing tomorrow. I don't see any glitches.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And I would say this. On the amount, what happened here is this is the Phoenix Programs operates Phoenix House on the north end of the county, and they have a lot of big facilities. I wouldn't say that they're the greatest self-managers, but what happened was when we first got the notice of the violation, we agreed to cure it, basically to get the two people out of the apartments that were the problem by a date certain. And my client claims that they did that, and that seems to be true, but nobody notified the city.
Oh, okay.
And so it just kept rolling on and on.
I mean, I vaguely recall the case.
Yeah,
and
it just kept rolling on and on, but they have date certain in their records as to when these people got out.
Okay.
So we thought $5,000 would more than cover the city's costs, and candidly, it's about what the charge would have been if you had assessed the $250 from the date we got the first notice to the date we were supposed to get out. So.
Okay. Well, if the closing is going to occur tomorrow, reduce the fine to $5,000 if it's paid within 10 days.
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to represent any problem for them or us.
Okay, that's fine. All right, then I will order that. Do you need a satisfaction of some sort, Mr. Gray?
We're going to work on that for
think we'll just get an estoppel letter from the city and
okay.
get it closed. And we'll have a backup of your petition.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Continuing on in the docket, we have additional representation by persons that are present. Would you close the door? That'll be at the bottom of page 3. Case CON 130399. The City of Ocala versus Evelyn D. Colorado Garcia, Colorado Garcia, Bank of America, and Safeguard Properties, as well as Bank of New York, Inc. This is a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, and it's for a violation of Section 34143, property maintenance requirements. Just a minute to catch up here. The location is 4125 Southwest 33rd Street of Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 34143, maintenance requirements. The parcel ID is 23816-001-063. Legal service was obtained on 320 and 322-2013 for the notice of violation and 425 and 26-2013 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 315-2013 for the notice of violation and 423-2013 for the notice of hearing. As part of the additional correspondence in this case, we've included a copy of the current property registration, the SunBiz information from the state of Florida, a copy of the Les Pendants, and a CT corporate letter. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. As previously stated, additional investigation revealed that the property is in foreclosure and that Officer Thomas added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy all the violations have not been successful and the violations remain. Staff has a recommendation. We've also included a copy of the photographs of the current condition of the property as it's situated. If you want, I would read the, if it pleases the magistrate, I would read the staff recommendation of the record.
Sure.
Staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 34143, order them to 1, maintain the property in accordance with the property registration and maintenance ordinance, and 2, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed all within 14 days, failing which fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Officer Thomas is prepared to testify in this case, and we do have a citizen complainant, is that correct? That would also like to speak to the magistrate about this property. If you have any questions, you can call Officer Thomas. I'll rest the case in chief.
Okay, well, you say we have a respondent here?
We don't have a respondent. We have a complainant
okay.
who wants to speak to you in reference to this case.
Okay, well, let me hear from them.
If you could raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
My name's Srinivas Reddy, 4119 Southwest 33rd Street, which in Ocala, which is right next door to this property.
Could I have you spell your name for the record, please?
It's S-R-I-N-I-V-A-S. The last name is R-E-D-D-Y.
Thank you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having us a hearing. This property's been like this for almost 2 years now. And basically, the chinch bugs, them not keeping, if it wasn't for me mowing that yard, there would be snakes and everything. We've already killed a 6.5-foot rattlesnake there. I have kids that play in the backyard. Yeah, the homeowners association is unable to do anything. Every time we contact them, they're like, we're in the process. So it feels like we're almost banging our heads trying to get something done. But it's personally cost me $3,000 just in yard resodding for my own yard because the bugs and the weeds and everything are just no way of keeping up with it. So I just wanted that on the record, and I hope maybe you can do something about this because something needs to be done. It's taken over the houses in the very back as well, and they're losing their grass. My backyard looks terrible because of that, and we're working on that as well. So, but through no fault of our own, we're having to deal with what's going on at this place. And hopefully you guys can do something about that.
Understand. Well, the, and Mr. Rich, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the extent of what the city can do, I think, is mowing. I don't think the city does any sort of maintenance as far as pest control or resodding or anything along that lines. But, you know, what the city will do is order them to cut and clean up the bushes and the weeds and so on and so forth. And if they don't do that within a period of time, then the city comes through. And I'm not aware, Mr. Rich can probably enlighten you, whether it's a contracted out or if it's city employees or how that works.
We do have a contract service that provided the city 13 cents per square.
So.
So they'll cut it based upon the square foot, and they'll cut and clean it up for us. I'm hoping that this will make the bank take action. The bank did properly register
the
property, so I'm assuming that they're working on getting it on their schedule. Bank of America usually works pretty closely with us on these. I don't know why this one has not come up on their radar. They do have it registered. They do have a contractor who is supposed to take care of these. I'm just assuming some communication broke down on their part. But certainly with the city taking care of it and the fine being assessed, hopefully that will prompt them into some action.
That's the best we can do.
That's all I ask. Somebody do something. That's all I ask. And I know your powers are limited, so.
But we can definitely do that.
So I can talk. No, just a joke. I was going to say, you can't salt it, can you? That's just a joke. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming today. Mr. Rich, is there anyone else who wants to speak about this?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And Officer Thomas, the property is in the condition as in these photographs and is in violation of the city code 34143?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Rich, the maximum fine we can assess is $50?
No, sir. The maximum fine that you can assess today at any of these hearings that's a first offender would be $250.
Okay, well then let's order them. Let's find the respondent guilty of violating city code sections 34143, order them to maintain the property in accordance with property registration and maintenance order, and pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 5 days, failing which a fine of $250 per day per violation, and the city do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Yes, sir. That'll move us to page 7 of the docket. We have representation here for CUM 130051. Now, this is on the consent agenda for non-compliance, so I'm assuming that they're going to make a request of the magistrate.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch which one that was.
CUN 130051.
0051.
It's on page 7 of the docket, sure. Under the consent agenda for non-compliance. The okay. City would attest that the property is not in compliance as of today's date.
Okay, the 0051. All right, let me, before I hear from the respondent, let me hear from the city officer about the non-compliance and what the current order and status is.
The building actually was supposed to have a permit for it to be brought back into a livable condition by I believe your order, and that never took place. They did acquire a permit which they allowed it to lapse, and have not renewed the permit, which is why we're back here again.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Sir, if you come forward.
You can raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Calvin Sanford, Jr., 2037 West Silver Springs Boulevard, Ocala, Florida.
Mr. Sanford, what would you like me to know about this case?
When I spoke with Officer Thomas, I told him I was not aware that the permit had expired. I didn't even know that they expired. And because they cost to actually get a permit, and I'm on disability, so, you know, I get money once a month. I explained to him, you know, the first of the month, I'll go and obtain another permit. I just had no idea that they expired.
Okay.
But there has been considerable progress made on the property, and I will continue to go ahead and, you know, do whatever needs to be done to get it, you know, get it finished. I just had no idea that they expired.
If it pleases the magistrate, I think that's what the purpose of this non-compliance hearing is for him to explain more thoroughly what progress has been made in his case, and then you are able to afford him some additional time. So okay. I think he's on the right track. If he could just explain what he's done to cure this problem or to start curing this problem, that's what we need to hear, and then we would probably not have any objection to you issuing him some additional time, provided he does get his permits back up to
And to get me up to speed, because I don't have a case file on this one here.
Right.
I'm assuming this is
a non-compliance hearing, he can ask for an extension of time.
Sure.
We're not retrying the case at this point.
Right.
But if he can explain that considerable progress has been made that will convince you that, you know, he's on track to get it going and get it complied with, then we would not disagree with an extension of time for him.
Sure. Just so I'm kind of clear, though, about what the compliance is or not compliance, what I'm going to gather is this is a building permit that has expired.
No.
Okay.
The previous order was to find a respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 82181, and 82182 as a repeat violator per Section Chapter 16204 Florida Statutes. The requirement was to cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris. Respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida Building Code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 14 days, failing which a $500 per day fine, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required, and all fines assessed as a lien. All costs and fines assessed lien after 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. That was signed on the 15th of April. So he had 30 days to get his permit, which he complied with. I'd have to ask Officer Thomas if he accomplished the cleanup work.
The cleanup work was not completed.
So what he needs now, in order to avoid fines, is to get an extension of time if he could persuade you that he's making progress.
Okay. Well, was a building permit?
It was
pulled. Because this was issued in April, how did the building permit expire?
They had a previous
from a previous order.
From a previous order, we had brought this case back. This would be the second time.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we don't have we. Okay.
The time from the initial permit had lapsed, which brought us back to this point.
Okay, so essentially we have never gotten a building permit from the April order that was entered. So we need to get a building permit, because the original one you pulled a year or two ago or whenever it was, of course, it has previously expired, and we need to get it cleaned up. Okay, so what progress are we making to have done all of that?
What originally got us here was someone stole all the siding off the side of the house.
Okay.
So I needed to
fix it. I'm going to have to object. Okay.
I'll give you
a structural report in the previous case.
Well, I'll hear what he has to say, and then I'll hear what the city has to say about that, and so on and so forth. Okay, so, sir, continue.
Someone had stolen all the siding off the house. I had back surgery, so I was at my wife's house. Someone stole all the siding off the house, through failure of my own, going down there cutting the grass and stuff, which I could not do. The weeds and stuff had grown up. Plus, the house had just become pretty much just unsightly. Once I was aware of what was going on, I immediately, I contacted Mr. Thomas. We sat down, we talked, and he said, hey, you need to, fix the property, get the grass cut, clean up the yard. I did that. But in order to fix the siding problem on the house, there was some woods and stuff that had, termites had gotten to that needed to be, taken down so it can be replaced. Like I said, I'm on disability. I get money once a month. I can't afford to hire nobody to do it. I have to do it myself. So I'm doing it. Mr. Thomas told me, he said, you need to get some of the dumpster bags, for the debris and stuff, put it in there. I did that. The windows that were broken, I repaired those. The house has been secured. You know, I have pictures where the house has been, you know, there's been, you know, progress made on the structure to get the siding replaced. It will be replaced in June. Everything will be done in June. It's just, I have to wait until the first and the third when I get money.
Okay. Mr. Rich, what would you like me to know about this?
This structure, are you living in the structure?
Yes, I am.
This structure scored 25 points. The conventional framing, it's a conventional structure framing with metal roofing. The metal roofing and the roof framing is in deteriorated condition. The joist system is on piers. The wood joist system, including the band joists, are in deteriorated condition due to wood rot from the exposure and termites. Wood frame with wood, asbestos, and aluminum siding is gone, apparently, according to him. Deteriorated framing due to exposure and termite damage. Three layers of siding in the original wood is rotted. I would say that the things that he can do to progress this would be to clean the property up. Okay. I think that that's something that's not going to cost an awful lot of money. He's claiming that it has been cleaned up. The testimony of the officer is that it has not been cleaned up. I think that he has a lot of work to go here, and I'm not sure that he's going to be able to accomplish this. We've already been at it for a year, and it's not getting any better, according to the officer. Now, if he wants a reasonable amount of time to bring this into compliance, I'm not opposed to that. However, we need more done by him now in order to progress this case, move it off the center, and get moving. Otherwise, I'm going to not support his request for an extension and let the city proceed with their, with the previous board's order.
Okay. Officer Thomas.
Yes, sir.
What needs to be cleaned up on the property?
I can't look at that because that'd have to be put in
the property needs to be an overall cut and clean, and then also there was debris that's being pulled out of the house that's just being laid on the ground. Okay. As of my last photograph, that was still the case.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
It was just the general cleanup of the property, cutting the grass, cleaning up the debris that's loose on the property, and then obtaining the permit to rebuild the structure.
Okay. Well, it's summertime, Mr. Shanford. What's your plan? And you're living there now at the property?
Yes, I'm staying because every time when I leave the property, they break into it.
Okay.
So now what I'm doing is pretty much I have to camp out there to keep them from breaking in the house. I went to the police to try to get them to do something. It's limited what they can do. They're not going to sit there and watch the house. So I have to pretty much camp out at the house, fix the house, maintain it, and the whole and everything. Which I don't have a problem with doing. I cut the grass, I got the dumpster bags, I put debris in the dumpster bags. I'm gonna have waste management come and just drop a roll off over there because I didn't realize that they wanted $120 per dumpster bag in order to tow them away. And it's cheaper for me to just get a roll off and let them go and just go ahead and load it up.
Okay. Well, long construction is happening, you frequently
right.
need that.
So they're gonna drop a roll off on the first. I'm going to have them drop a roll off there to remove all the debris that's there. I've already cut the grass, and I will be getting a permit, another permit on the first side. Like I said, I didn't know that they expired. I missed the one hearing, which I never had any intention on missing any.
Okay.
But I missed one.
Okay. The city has requested us to go ahead and to start imposing fines and moving forward because of noncompliance. Your request is for an extension of time. What I hear folks telling me is that it's achievable within the next 10 days to get the property cleaned up.
Right.
Okay, I mean, if it's get the rollers coming on the first and the next mm-hmm. 10 days, and you need to get Officer Thomas out there at the end of that 10 days to do it, to reinspect the property,
mm-hmm.
Pulling the permit is an application with the city and a payment of
I don't believe he's going to be able to pull a permit to do what has to be done to this house.
Okay.
It needs a whole new electrical system, plumbing, and of course the wood rot and whatnot has to be taken care of. That usually is three separate trades, which usually triggers a general contractor. Now, he says he had a permit, okay, I can't dispute that. I do have a building inspector here this morning that can maybe enlighten us a little bit on that. But part of the previous order was based upon the fact that they felt that the cost to restore this structure was going to be so high that it was more cost effective to demolish the structure. So if he's able to get a permit, I'm fine with that, but I have my questions about that. And I would call Bob Spears up here. Bob, you're a building inspector as well. You've got your training and certifications in that.
That's
when
right.
Did you start doing building inspections?
1989.
Okay, so is he going to be able, he's an owner, but this is not his primary structure.
Right.
So I'm assuming he wants to fix it up to rent it out to someone or whatnot, which is not a problem for me. However, I need to know about the building permit.
Right. If he had a permit before, I suspect that he could probably renew the permit. But if it's not his primary residence, he's not living there, then chances are he can't pull the permit as an owner builder.
I'm going to look up what the previous permit was for.
Well, he's telling me he's living there.
Is this your primary residence?
Yes, it is.
You don't have any other houses that you live in Moncal?
I have another house.
Thank you.
But yes, this is my primary residence.
Okay.
And you get your tax exempt status from the property appraiser on this property?
No, because I got married. For some reason, they applied it to my wife's house. They took it off of mine, and they tax exempted my wife's house, which I don't have a problem with because I just pay the taxes on the house. It's not a big deal. It's cheaper than the taxes that's on the wife's house.
Okay. Well, the process for the applying for the permit or to renew the permit, is that an achievable process within 15 days?
He's going to have engineered drawings, but you know he may already have those.
Well, what
we're here to do. I didn't come prepared. I didn't know he was going to be here, and I didn't come prepared to retry this case.
Well, I'm not looking to retry the case. I'm looking for.
Well, I mean, I didn't come prepared with the questions on
what
permit he had obtained previously and where he was going permit wise.
Okay.
Didn't know.
Well, what I would.
Trying to look it up for you.
What I would propose doing is giving you 10 days to clean up the property.
Okay.
Cut, cleaned, everything else. This is summertime. You got to mow the property once a week.
Right.
Now, we got a lot of rain running around here. Officer Thomas is going to come out at the end of that 10-day period. He's going to inspect the property. He's going to take photographs.
Okay.
If it's not cut and cleaned up, you're going to be back here in front of me at the end of June. And I'm going to ask that we set this down on my calendar here at the end of June again.
Yes.
Okay. And if it's not, you're not going to get any more time.
Okay.
I'm going to give you...
Then, if he's able to obtain the permit within, let's say, 30 days?
Well, I mean, 30 days is going to, I mean, I want you to have the permit by the time we're back here in June. So I don't know, 25 days, is that?
If he's able to obtain that permit, then he's good for another 180 days.
Okay, so you got to cut and clean it up in the next 10 days. Officer Thomas is going to go out and inspect it, and then you got to have your permit within 25 days.
Okay? Yes, sir.
That from what you're telling me, that's enough time for you to do that and get you need to go where you go. And this will come back before me in June for another non-compliance hearing if it's not done. If it's done, then it won't be back here in June.
Okay.
And that June meeting is?
June 31st.
I got a calendar.
I have a calendar.
It is June 27th.
Seventh.
Okay, so this is going to come back for non-compliance on June 27th. So you can put it on your calendar now. If it's not completed, and if it'll be done.
It'll be done.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We have another case on the consent agenda, page 7 of the docket, CUN 130412, T2Z Enterprises LLC, wish to speak to magistrate in reference to their non-compliance.
Okay. Can somebody give me some background of what this one's about?
We can look that up for you. Previous order on this case was on the 14th day of May, and the order was to find the respondent guilty of violating sections 82, 181, and 182, order them to secure the building residence as required to prevent unauthorized entry, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, and sit at the due board utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. So we're basically asking them to secure the structure.
Okay. Okay, who would like to speak with me about that?
If you could raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
It's Crystal Hood, 1410 North 8th Street. We just need more time. I have a letter from our contractor. The windows have been ordered, but they're a special order because of the size of the windows. So we're still 2 weeks out from actually getting the windows in.
Okay, Mr. Ritz, if I see the letter, it's got to come into evidence.
Is this a copy of the
Yes.
Okay, so Mr. Rich, if you want to take a moment to review that and see what your thoughts are.
City has no objection.
Okay, T2Z Enterprises LLC, what's your relationship to that entity, ma'am?
I'm a property manager and accountant, and there's a letter. I brought a letter last time that signed.
Okay, I mean, I just was asking. And what are you asking for the extension?
I think we can do it with 30 days.
In 30 days?
June 12th is... The window should be in. Okay. So that's about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And the city has no objection, being that she has taken action and is able to show progress in the case.
Okay. All right. Then we will grant the extension for 30 days.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
That'll bring us to page 4 of the docket. CUN 130670. We do have a change in the staff recommendation. Officer Spears went out this morning and took compliance photographs, so we have achieved compliance. In this case, it's a case with Officer Robert Spears, City of Ocala Building Department, and the respondent is the Melting Pot, 10 South Magnolia Avenue. That is also the location of Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 102-308, the list of discharge prohibitions, and Section 102.312, requirement to prevent and control reduced stormwater pollutants. The parcel ID is 2854-045-001. Legal service was obtained on 5-3-2013 for the notice of violation and 5-16-2013 for the notice of hearing. Essentially, the cities are trying just to achieve an order in this case. We'll waive all fees and fines based upon compliance that was achieved. And we received a call, I guess, yesterday for the final compliance. Officer Spears went out this morning and took photographs, including them with his case. The summary of findings is that Officer Spears located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation by Officer Spears revealed that the respondents had not taken corrective action as of the date required, and that all attempts by Officer Spears to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful and violation remains. However, up until the point, as of, I guess, yesterday afternoon, they were able to bring the property into compliance, according to the officer. We've included those photographs there indicating that the property has been cleaned, that they've moved their waste oil bin up to a better location, and they've taken some additional efforts to try to prevent spillings in the future. We're willing to work with the respondent in to monitor their best practices, make sure that that's what's going to continue on at the location. And I've been assured by the respondent on the phone conversation that we had with him, I guess, on Monday, that they were willing to work with the city and whatnot. The reason why we went ahead and brought this up to get an order is that this is not the first time this has occurred at this location. Great. So is we, I'm sorry?
Oh, no, go finish, I'm sorry.
So we're just, at this point, bringing an order based upon Chapter 162. I'm going to get that information up for you here in just a minute. I guess that's a good email on that. It's 162.06, if the violation is corrected and then reoccurs, the violation is not corrected by the time specified for the correction by the code inspector, the case may be presented to the enforcement board even if the violation has been corrected prior to the board hearing, and the notice shall so state.
Is the city looking to recoup their cost of 160?
At this time, we were willing to waive that based upon his compliance and the fact that we were wanting to work with the respondent because some of this was not completely within his control. He was trying to work with the vendor who collects the oil, and they were on a different schedule than his and ours. Okay. So I would let him speak to that if he so chooses. If not, this is just being entered into as a guilt order, and if it happens again, we'd be bringing them back.
Okay. The trash all in here, is that a violation you guys are?
This is also a violation that we cured out there. All of those pitchers were brought to us by the sanitation department, and the trash was actually dumped there by another vendor at this location, which we have worked with them to get some best practices in place as well. Okay. And we included a copy of some of the receipts in the trash there to prove that it was their trash. This was not Melting Pot's trash.
Okay. All right. And
so based on all of that information, we're simply looking for a finding of guilt in this situation that the violation did occur. You'll see that the grease that was spilt went down into the city stormwater drain, went out into the to the highway, et cetera, and we just have to prevent that.
Okay, and Officer Spears, you saw the violation and saw the remediation of the same?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and is someone here who wanted to speak about this, Mr. Rich, or not?
We did have a respondent here.
I'm here, but I think you've covered. Okay. You represented me very well.
Okay. Okay, so then you're just asking me to find the respondent guilty violating City Code Sections 102.308 and 102.312.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll find them guilty of the violation and
waive
all costs of prosecutions, fines, and fees. And I guess that's all.
Dwayne, do you have somebody else here?
Just observing. Okay.
That'll bring us to page 2 of the docket, COM 130023. Matt, you don't have this as a repeat violator? active list. This is a case involving Officer Raymond Furring, the City of Ocala, a location of 2345 Northwest 10th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of sections 82-181 and sections 82-182. The section 3495 has been cleared up. The parcel ID is 22207-70-000-00. All certified mail was returned for the notice of violation. The notice of hearing was delivered on 5-7-2013. We posted the property on 2-15-2013 for the notice of violation and 5-30-2013 for the notice of hearing. Would point out for the record that the respondent is not present this morning. And the summary of findings is that Officer Raymond Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation reveals the structure is dangerous due to its unsecure condition and the possibility of transient neighborhood children activity at the property. This property is contributing to the deterioration, slum, and blight of the neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. We have pictures of the current condition of the property. Officer Furring agreed that it was cleaned up. However, the property remains unsecure. We would require that the respondent secure the property. Having said that, the staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 82-181 and 182 and order them to secure the building as required to prevent unauthorized entry. Pay the cost of prosecution of this case, all as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day and the city to do the work, utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payments, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. City's prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, Officer Furring, this property is in violation and you witnessed these violations. I got that the city's only asking to find guilty of the not of 3495. Correct. Is that correct? Okay. So just the dangerous building?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it has not been remediated?
No, sir.
Okay. Do we get any contact from these folks?
I talked to the owner a couple of weeks ago and she promised me to clean up everything and will secure the building, which she does since a couple of months actually. And nothing's been happened except it's cleaned up right now, as you've seen in the pictures, but it's still unsecured, which is the main problem.
Okay, so, all right. Okay, well, then I will find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Sections 82, 181, 182, order them to secure the residence or building as required to prevent unauthorized entry, and to pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do all the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
The police magistrate, that'll bring us to the next case on the docket, top of page 3, CUM 13-0586. The City of Ocala, Officer Raymond Furring versus Larry Vincent Williams. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. The location is the 1100 block of Northwest 11th Street. The parcel ID is 2570-034-102. Legal service was obtained on 5-3-2013 for the notice of hearing. We've also included the previous findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case. I would also point out for the record, this is probably his 15th case with the city. The summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the code enforcement magistrate and found guilty for a violation of code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful and the violation remains. The staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 as a repeat violator per Chapter 162.04 of Florida Statutes, and order him to 1. Cut and clean up their property and properly remove any junk and debris. Pay the cost of prosecution in the case as assessed, all within 14 days. failing which a fine of $500 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing all any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Officer Furring has included photographs at the end of this presentation for you to observe here. That is a child daycare center next door. They have considerable heartburn over the years with the condition that this property has been left in from time to time. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. Officer Furring is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. For my own sort of edification here, the group, it appears they had a go around of this in April of 2012, and then they brought the matter in to compliance by, I guess, cutting and cleaning it up.
The city brought it in.
Oh, the city did that last time. Okay. And so we got nowhere last time with the deal, and then it's sort of rocked along here. So
as we get into the growing season,
yeah, we're back again.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so did the city just continuously put it on its mowing chart or something last year, or
brought it a couple times, and we've brought it a couple times in previous years. The problem that we had with proceeding in this case is that he had filed for bankruptcy, which we were waiting for that to finish. We did. So at some point, we'll be proceeding with probably trying to take this property in foreclosure.
Is $500 the maximum I can assess?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, then I will, and I guess Officer Furring, the property is in violation?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay. Is there a structure on this, or is this vacant land?
It's vacant.
This particular one is vacant.
This one's vacant? Okay. We'll find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 as a repeat violator per Chapter 162.04 of the Florida Statutes, ordered to cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, all within 5 days, failing which the city will do the work utilizing any means required, and I'll order them to pay the cost of prosecution to the case as assessed, all within 10 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day, and city to do the work with all costs and fines assessed at a lien. After 30 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Thank you. That'll bring us to the next case on the docket in the middle of page 3. CUM 130595, a case involving the city of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Other Pool 7, Jave, Florida, LLC. A location at 1101 Northwest 11th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. The parcel ID is 25715-000-00. Legal service had not been obtained because all certified mail had been returned. We posted the property on 4/24/2013 for the notice of hearing, and as part of the additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the previous findings of fact, the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case. The summary of findings that Officer Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for violating Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has included copies of photographs of the current condition of the property. Officer Furring is prepared to testify, and the staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating Code Section 3495 as a repeat violator per Chapter 162.04 of Florida Statutes. Order them to 1. Cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and 2. Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. The city is prepared to answer any questions you may have. I would point out for the record that there is no respondent present to testify in this case today.
Okay. This is a repeat violator, and it was, I don't see the previous order or affidavit in here, so can you sort of fill me in? Or I'm missing it. Maybe I scrolled.
Might have scrolled a little too far down. It's usually up at the front.
I have a page that says on page 5, complete first order. But then I have affidavits of posting and mailing.
Okay. Yeah, I can show you that online if you'd like, but
all right, you can just tell me.
That this is a repeat violator, and we do have a previous case on file with them.
Okay. I mean, is this the same sort of deal as the last guys? We got no
lately
response.
It has been, yes.
Okay. All right. Officer Farring, is this the condition of the property at with overgrown weeds, debris?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And have we had any communication with these folks?
Not at all.
Okay. Then I'm going to mimic what I did in the last one and find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 as a repeat violator for Chapter 162.04 of the Florida Statutes. Order them to cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 5 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day, and the city do the work utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed to lien. After 30 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 4 of the docket. This is under the petition to request reduction of penalty. And that's under your petition section in your presentations.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, what petition number?
Under the petition sections. Section in your on your docket,
sure.
Which is at the bottom of page 4, and then in your presentation it's listed under petitions.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And the first one we would do is CON 130626. This is a case of the city of Ocala, Officer Dan Baker versus Edward Porter. The city supports this petition. We request its approval by the magistrate. This is his first time for being late, and you would be waiving the $125 penalty.
Okay.
Six. Oh, I have a correction on the case number. It's CON 130628.
Okay. I understand. What we normally do is we waive the $125 fine if they get
their license within 10 days.
Right. He's got to close down business. So is that the contemplation that he's going to get a license? I'm just sort of trying to.
It was going when he was operating without the license.
Okay.
So he needs to take care of that one, which he agrees that he'll do.
Okay.
And then I guess I'll leave it up to him if he's going to maintain the license with the city. It's a lot cheaper if he just gets it in September. He may decide to redo the business or whatnot. I don't know what his plans are because he didn't go into that with the city.
So it's going to be the 2012 license is the one he's going to get now. And they have to renew in September unless
you renew in September of 2012 for the 2013 year. He did not renew in September of 11 for the 2012 year.
Okay.
So we've brought this before you now as a
past due
license.
Okay.
And he just wants to clear it up. Which
I'm just trying to figure out what the plot was. Okay. So we will waive the
$125 fee.
$125. Is it a fine or fee, or I guess
it's actually it is a fine.
$125 fine if obtains
or closes, I guess would be the more appropriate, or closes the previous license within 10 days. Obtains or closes.
Okay. obtains slash closes the required license.
There you go.
Did he give you an indication of how long he wanted to do it?
No indication, sir.
What would you what would be the city's pleasure?
10 days or 14 days?
Okay. 14 days.
Okay. To the top of page 5, CON 130727, City of Ocala, Officer Dan Baker versus Charles E. Rickolt. But the same situation in this case, the location of 4540 Southeast 14th Street, the city would stand to support his reduction of the fine.
Okay, so the same sort of situation, we're gonna go ahead and get another license.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That'll bring us to the middle of page 5, CON 130746. Officer Dwayne Thomas in the City of Ocala versus Frank Joseph Tona. Same thing, violation of the required tax certificate, a location at 7355 Southwest 38th Street. The city would stand to support this reduction of the $125 fine. I would point out for the record that respondent is not present for any of these.
Okay, I will waive fine, as in the previous ones, if they obtain it within 14 days.
Very good. That'll take us to the request for a parking violation hearing.
Okay.
That's on the bottom of page 5, where it starts on the docket, and then on your presentation, it's under parking hearings.
I think I've got the originals here.
Okay. And the first one would be PRK 130193. A case of the City of Ocala and Officer Richard Simon versus Timothy H. Smith, 11575 East State Road 40, Silver Springs, Florida, 34488. A location of the 3400 block East State Road 40, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, in the public shopping center.
Okay.
And under your presentation, we have a copy of his request, which he says he didn't park in the fire lane.
Okay, oh, I've got more here on the online. Okay.
And then the course of the photographs in the case, and Officer Simon's prepared to testify.
Okay, is anyone here on this case?
I would point out for the record that we don't have any respondent present.
Okay, then let's hear the testimony of the officer.
Being that this is Officer Simon's first time to testify, I would do some qualifying.
Certainly.
Officer Simon, just state your name for the record.
My full name is Richard Michael Simon, S-I-M-O-N.
And you're assigned with the Ocala Police Department, you're a hired one?
Yes, sir, I am.
And when were you hired?
Originally 2007, When we moved down here, I was hired as a city watch volunteer.
And you wrote citations then for the city watch?
Yes, that was one of our main squeezes, per se, that we were heavily trained in parking violations, and that's pretty much what our duties were.
And then you were assigned as a community service officer with the police department?
Yes, I was. I've been doing that job now. I'm in my fifth year, extensively trained in traffic crashes, more parking violations, and other responsibilities in that arena.
And you obtained your parking specialist certification for FDLE?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And so can you explain this case that occurred on what day and give us some of the surrounding circumstances on this?
On 4/22/2013, at approximately 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I was doing a parking violation in the middle of the parking lot, at which time then I observed this red van in a fire lane, very clearly marked, the yellow markings along with the sign that says no parking fire lane. Approximately 5 minutes later, I finished the enforcement that I was on, and then I pulled behind this vehicle, went to the driver and asked why he was parked in a fire lane.
And was the driver, as indicated on the driver's license here, to use
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And at that particular point in time, he said that his, I can't believe if he said it was his wife or a lady that was with him, was inside picking up some foodstuffs. So I had observed him for at least 5 minutes. And then I tried to explain to him exactly what the law means about parking or standing. At that particular time, he became very belligerent and nasty. I walked back to my car, started doing the citation issue of it. Approximately 2 to 3 minutes later, 5 minutes later, a lady came out and got in his car carrying what appeared to be a small bag of groceries. I didn't look in the bag, I'm not positive of that, but it had the markings of the store. A couple of minutes later, then I did finish, so it was approximately 10 minutes before the lady came out, walked over to the man and started to explain things to them. At that point, he became belligerent again, didn't want to listen to me, and every time I tried to explain something to him, he just cut me off. Then towards the end of the conversation, I said, would you like to hear what your options are, sir? And he said, go ahead and start. And in between, when I was reading his options, he sped off, ripped the citation out of my hand. Here we are.
Okay. Okay, and so he was parked there, the vehicle wasn't running. It wasn't a quick load and unload. He was there for 10 minutes. Okay. Mr. Rich, do you have anything further you want me to know about this?
No, sir. Send the rest to case chief.
Okay, so we're going to, I guess the appeal is to dismiss, right here.
He would like to dismiss the
violation. Okay, so we're going to deny his request for dismissal. And I guess if I deny it, do I need to...
The fine cost would be assessed.
Okay, and our fines and costs are order...
At this point, it would be $30 for the fine, and costs are pretty commensurate with what the county would charge on a traffic violation.
Okay.
I believe they charge a little bit more, but ours are $82.75.
Okay, order to pay the fine of... $30 plus the cost of prosecution.
Yes, sir.
And that's $82.75?
Yes, sir. We have an affidavit on
page 9.
$82.75.
And how's the city candidly, I mean, these are sort of new before us here, so.
Well, what happens is we'll send him the bill. If he doesn't pay that, then we have a couple options. One would be, under the code, we can boot whatnot for unpaid citations. We can also do a registration stop on certain violations after they accrue.
Okay, and so do I need to give him a certain period of time within which to?
Well, for that, we would leave that to your discretion, Your Honor. You could do.
Okay, within
14 days or.
14 days.
And if not, fines be assessed as a lien.
Do you want fines assessed as a lien? I mean,
that's within your capability. If not, we also handle it other ways. But if it goes to the board or to the magistrate, that's the typical process.
Okay, so you want them assessed as a lien. Okay. If, failing.
A little easier that way.
Okay, failing which, the same shall be assessed as a lien?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That'll bring us to another case involving Officer Simon. If you don't mind, we would handle both of his cases at the bottom of page 6 of your docket.
Okay.
And this is CON 130247.
Okay.
And you could, I guess, read her her statement and then let us know when you're ready.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, do we have anyone here on?
I will point out for the record that there is no representation by the respondent here this morning. This is a case involving City of Ocala and Officer Richard Simon, the City of Ocala Police Department. Officer Simon observed this respondent in a disabled permit only. She claims that it's not marked, however, I would point out, in our picture on page 7, you can clearly see the above grade sign designating this as a handicap spot. And in her pictures, which begin on page, I guess that's page 9, you can clearly see the above grade sign and the blue curb. Her contention, as I read her response in the request for hearing, is that the handicap symbol has been painted out or worn off. I would point out, and we've included this as part of the documentation, that under section 6674, that any person who parks a vehicle in any parking space designated with the internationally accepted wheelchair symbol or the caption sign or the caption parking by disabled permit only, or both such a symbol or caption, is guilty of a traffic infraction. So the fact that the wheelchair sign is painted out is not a requirement of the code. However, the above grade sign is a requirement of the code and also of the law. Chapter 316, 1955 states the violation may not be dismissed for failure of the marking on the parking space to comply with the recommendations of 553-5041, if the space is in general compliance, is clearly distinguishable as a designated accessible parking space for people who have disabilities. So I think she has a little misinterpretation of what the law requires. The law only requires the above grade sign.
Okay. And officer, you observed this car parked in the spot as the photographs show?
Yes, sir, I did, and I felt it met all the criteria of a handicap permit parking space.
Okay. For my edification, because we're sort of new at these parking violations, what are the requirements of 55.3.5041?
I have that for you.
Okay.
Each such parking space must be striped in a manner that is consistent with the standards of the controlling jurisdiction. Where the controlling jurisdiction, our code says that it can have either the wheelchair symbol or the above grade sign. For spaces prominently outlined with blue paint, must be repainted when necessary and clearly distinguishable as a parking space designated for persons with disabilities. And then it says that the standards are captured by a parking by disabled permit only sign is the requirement as of October 1, 1996 and must indicate the penalty for illegal use. I would point out that last year, the penalty was reduced from $250 to $100 respectively, and that the city also changed our ordinance to comply with the state law. So as long as that above grade sign of a color and design approved by the Department of Transport, which is placed on or at least 60 inches above the finished floor ground surface measured from the bottom of the sign, which bears the accessibility meeting requirements and standard caption parking by disabled permit only. And I have this on a sheet of paper if you want to read.
Okay.
Section six.
Right.
This is copied from
floor section.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So, as I see it, we have a couple state laws regarding here. 316-1955 says that the violation may not be dismissed for failure of the marking on the space to comply with those standards if it just in general compliance and is clearly distinguishable as a designated space.
Right.
I would say that in her photographs, she shows the exclusion zone with the white lines striped there. That exclusion zone is for people who are unloading handicapped persons, and then of course the above grade sign and the blue painted curb.
Okay. It's now a $100 fine, correct?
Yes, sir. So it's down from $250 to $100.
Okay.
And we would ask for the similar situation in this case, the cost plus the assessment of the citation.
Okay. So we will deny the petition in order to $275 again. You have 30 days?
No.
14 to be the last one.
Yeah, and this one I'm going to give 30 days. Okay, order them to pay a fine of $100 plus the cost of prosecution of $82.75 within 30 days, failing which the same shall be assessed as a lien. Okay.
That'll bring us to the top of page six, and if it's please the magistrate, we dismiss Officer Simon at this time.
Oh, certainly, yes. Nice to meet you, sir.
The top of page six, we have parking hearings, PRK 130221, City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Daniel R. Davis, a location of the Whitlot, which is on Northwest 3rd Street in the 100 block. The city would support this petition and request that the magistrate respectfully dismiss the citation. This individual did have a parking permit, however, they were not displaying it. So Officer Furring wrote them a citation, as is his job. However, they were able to produce the permit and show that they are an employee authorized to use that lot.
Okay. And so we're going to find them not guilty. And okay.
That'll bring us to the next case. And forgive my pronunciation, Devang Bashavar. Okay. PRK 130231, case of City of Ocala, and Officer Raymond Furring. Again, a violation of parking in a restricted area. This person was also authorized to park in this area, did show proof of his employment with the appropriate entity. The city would respectfully request this citation be dismissed.
Okay. So okay.
That brings to the final parking hearing case this morning, PRK 130233, a case involving City of Ocala and Officer Matthew Leibfried and versus Nakia M. Frazier. Again, parking in prohibited area of the wet lot. And the city would agree to dismiss the citation based upon the fact that she does have a permit, was not properly displayed. She is an employee authorized to park in that space.
Anything further?
Yes, sir. That'll take us to page 7 of the docket, old business. I would point out that we would run these cases as a consent agenda for noncompliance. I would attest to the magistrate that all of the cases have an affidavit of noncompliance in them. And except for CUM 130051 and CUM 130412, which the magistrate handled earlier, we respectfully request the remaining cases be found in non-compliance, and the city respectfully request a motion that the city be able to proceed with previous orders of the board and magistrate.
Okay, so ordered.
Having said that, that concludes my presentation this morning. I respectfully request that all of the evidence, testimony, and presentations made in the hearing be entered into the record.
Certainly.
That's all I have.
Okay. The item, I was gonna make a suggestion relative to the orders issued. I know I had worked on one of the previous orders we had from last month's hearing to see I know you guys have a form you put them in.
Computer populates
it. Is there a way for us to modify that template slightly?
Yes.
Okay. Then maybe I can get with the city clerk about modifying that partially. And
we would have to just run that by the city attorney, and then
certainly
it would change for both the magistrate and the municipal code enforcement board.
Okay. Does the city have any objection to that?
No, I guess I would have to see what you're contemplating and changing.
Okay.
Making sure that it's accomplishable and that the city attorney doesn't have a problem.
Sure.
Because they're the ones that laid out the current template that we have.
No, yeah, and it's just like I said, what I'll do is just get the other order over to the city clerk and then let her run it under you guys' nose and so on and so forth with it. Also, the suggestion is that as you're pulling deeds already on most of all of these cases, the legal...
You can pull it if it's there.
Well, if it's there, but on a lot of them you are. The suggestion, and obviously you can run that by the city attorney as well, is that generally the legal description in the interior of the deed is a better one to use than the property appraisers in the order itself.
That's going to create trouble.
Okay.
The only reason is because it's not in any kind of a format that is easily extractable to the order. From the property appraiser's office to the order, that we would have to get a program that would copy that, translate it through an OCR, and then be able to paste it into Word as a Word document. And that's something I would have to budget for.
Sure. Okay. I understand. I just
typically, the reason why we were using it as property description and not, we were calling it something other than property description. Property description is what's in the property, which is on the deed.
Sure.
Which is in the property appraiser is called something different because they abbreviate.
Sure. Well, the other way to do it is to reference the book and page of the deed as described in a deed recorded in a book and a page.
Well, that could be possible, I guess.
In Marion County.
We could put the description in there from Trackit and then
just reference
to prop book and page number.
The other deed there. It just might provide some ease with the city later on as you go to foreclose properties.
That's why we also try to use the property parcel ID number.
Yeah, which also
which
helps.
Is prominent.
Yeah. Yeah, that also helps with that there. But just suggestions. Anyway, okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. Lot less of an exciting time today.
Last time. The police.
Well, thank everybody. I'm around if Mr. Gray needs anything signed for his closing.
No problem.
Oh, wait, this one's mine.
Yeah.
These guys love it. Okay.